And so it is, dear friends, that we return to this circle with you. We return to this energy. But as we said before, remember this energy that we have here that is filled with love and compassion and transformation. It is something that is not just for this moment. It can be taken with you. It can be felt at other times. It can be shared with others. When we get to the point where we discuss with you how you can share this with others, certainly, as you know, it will be in this new language that we have spoken of today. Your divinity is like a child. It is so much like a child that is being birthed within you. It is the fulfillment of your journey ever since you left home, when you came to the point where you could birth your own God self, your own divinity in through you. This is completion. This is what you are going through. If you were communicating with a child, they would not understand a word you said if you were speaking in your vocal language, whether it is English or Spanish or any of the others. They would not understand. When you are speaking with a child, communicating with them, it is done on other levels. That is why when you have been struggling lately to communicate with your own divinity, to communicate with your own self and to meld with it, that is why the old ways have not worked. There is a new language, and it is not run through the mind. It is not spoken in words. You will not hear it in your ears, at least not at first. Again, it is somewhat difficult to describe, but it just must be applied. You must practice. You will find the space. Now, we do have to say this language that we speak of, the divine language, it is new. It's not been used so much in the past. It has not been studied and used by other groups of humans. Unbeknownst to Kaudra, when we came in and started working with him, this was the language that we began with him. This is how we talked. He is not so much a psychic. He is not so much a sensitive at all. Even when I knew him in physical form, he had a difficult time getting through the day on his own. So he does not possess a special gift. And this was part of our agreement with him, that we would come in and we would come in and communicate at a different level. That is why it took several years of time for it to integrate, for it to come up. We began communicating with him in this new language where it touched his own awakening divinity. And it took a long time before he really began to understand what we were saying to him. But then it started to rise up. Indeed, he was frustrated initially because he knew there was something coming in, but he didn't know how to receive the information or to understand it. But with patience and with work on his part and ours, it began to come up. And one day, indeed, he used the very words, ah. He understood. He got it. Working diligently and practicing both on our side and his, we began to use this new language in what you would call these very channelings. We do not do it like the others do. That is not to say there is a right or wrong, but we simply differentiate here that we speak through him in a different space. We come through this new language. It is then, how to say, it is not processed in the mind. However, a small portion has to be interpreted in words so that they come out appropriately to you. But this is not communication or channeling, even in the conventional sense that others do it. It is indeed using the language of Ah. When you sit here in these gatherings and we speak to you, so much of it is in the new language. That is why some of you go into this place you call the zone. That is why some of you, others, are so acutely aware, almost hypersensitive, because we are using this new language to communicate. First, to feel and to read your thoughts, and then to bring them in and up through Kaldra. This is the new way. Eventually, you will understand how to bring, how to translate the language of Ah into human words. But it will take a while. Initially, while you're working with this, remember, your divinity is like a child. Do not try to talk to it like a human adult. It is on a different level. It is on a different level. It will take some work. With that, we would be happy to answer any questions on this day, but again, we ask you to listen to the questions that are asked and allow those to go through your divine center and allow the language of Ah to bring forth it, the expression to you. And you will not necessarily hear it in the mind, in your ears, but it will come from a new place.
Dear Tobias, can you speak of the transformation of marriage and partnerships between people? Thank you.
This is one area that is receiving the most amount of energy and the most amount of transformation right now, but one that causes the most concern for humans at this time. You've been taught that there is this ceremony that takes place, and you've been taught there are certain rules involved in it that you must abide to. Relationships, marriages, all of this is one of the areas that is causing the largest amount of guilt within you at this time, within humans. In a sense, you can look at marriage as one of the original methods, one of the original ceremonies of duality. You take a man and you take a woman, duality, and put them together and bind them, tie them together, and make them stay together. Your churches, some of them, do not allow you to ever leave. What type of hell is that if you are not happy? It does not even make sense to us that you would have to be with someone that you did not so much like anymore. Now, we would say the greatest thing you can do with relationships right now is to release, to be free, and to allow them to come back together in a new expression. And if it is not appropriate, to allow them to dissolve on their own. Honor and worship those who you have been with, but to release them. For it is not making you well and not making them well if you are not happy. In the new energy, there will be less relationships for a period of time. Your first relationship will be with yourself. We told you it would be lonely at times. You are seeking to become integrated with self. It is difficult to do in some cases when there is a partner on the outside that does not so much understand your process. In the new energy, the relationships will be with self for a period of time. And when the new relationships develop with other people, they will not have so many rules associated with them. They will be more open. They will be based in trust rather than in law. They will be based in love rather than in rules and regulations. And it may be, dear friends, that you have a number of relationships at one time. It may be that your relationships with those of the same sex become less inhibited and you are not so fearful. They will become more open because, as you already know what we are going to say, you'll be communicating with them in a new language where it is not processed in the mind. It is not about duality. There is a new language of that allows you to understand them and their divinity, and they to understand you and your divinity. Why would you need rules? Why would you need contracts or karma when you are operating at this very high level of love and integrity? Relationships are one of the first casualties of the new energy. This is truth, because relationships with the male and female were created and are grounded in so much old duality. It was one of the original expressions of duality. Speaking of which, we have talked to you in our recent gatherings and said the real problems on earth at this time are not even about religions battling with religions or countries against country. The real core energy issue is about the imbalance of male and female. Now perhaps you will understand why relationships are the first casualty, but also have the greatest potential for new consciousness in this new energy. We thank you for this delightful question.
Tobias, I wasn't affected emotionally very much by the September 11th attacks. I thought I was losing my compassion until a relatively minor event sent me to tears. Lately, I've been feeling frustrated by the way the U.S. has been responding. We aren't asking what part of the attack we are responsible for bringing on ourselves. We seem to be using the events to limit our freedoms. Can you comment on this?
First of all, it is not to be so concerned that these events did not impact you immediately. There are always those humans, there are always those who are in energetic groups that are there as a grounding force, that are there to be, a balance with others who are thrown out of balance for a period of time. You are simply one of these who held an energy of balance where you cannot go off on a transformation at the same time. It would cause tremendous imbalance. But now it is catching up to you. Now you are working through your own issues. You are honored as one who stayed in a grounded and balanced place during all of this. Now, about your political question. Stand behind the short wall for a period of time with this, and we know it is difficult for those of you in the United States and in the free world to do this here. But stand behind the short wall and understand what is really taking place. Understand there is no right or wrong in this. It is very easy to choose sides. It is very easy to become angry over the events. Stand behind the short wall and understand that something needed to be released somewhere. There was tremendous pent-up energy, and it was going to come through one place or the other. There was a tremendous consciousness shift that took place all over your earth. As light workers, we ask you to continue with that transformational process. There are many humans, now that the event is well behind you, who have forgotten to a degree the impact that this has had, who have gone back to the old ruts. We do not speak to Shamba because we know that that is not you, but we ask you to continue this transformational work that started on September 11th. As we discussed in our gathering last month, simply going and blowing up your enemy, trying to kill the snake in the road, will not work. It will make some people feel safer for a period of time. It will make some people feel fulfilled to have gotten some type of vengeance. But ultimately, dear friends, it will not solve the problem. The problem must be addressed by understanding what needs to be released. Each one of you here and reading this can have a tremendous impact on this by going in, using the language of Ah, asking at the divine levels what needs to be released. And then wait for the answer. Don't expect it immediately. If you hear a voice in your head when you ask the question, it is not coming from the place of most truth and most integrity. It will take you a while to use this language. It will not come into your head as a direct answer. You will not hear it. But then, in a matter of time, then you will go, ah, you will get it. It will come from a new place within you. The answer, the solution, the understanding, and the compassion for this world situation will come to you. And you know what? When it does, when you go, ah, you will also, at the very same time, understand how you can make a difference, how you can affect transformation. Thank you for this question.
Tobias, how do you stop or get rid of something that's been natural since birth? I do all of the three things you mentioned, seeing, hearing, and feeling. Please help.
We are looking at the real energy behind this question here. There are patterns that you, all of you, get into that are difficult to change. There are points in your life, there are events that happen that are attempting to get you out of this type of rut. We call these trauma points. These are things that happen in your life. It could be a type of accident that happens. It could be an event like your September 11th. It is a trauma point. It causes transformation to occur. It makes change. It puts you into a new mode of consciousness. With your own personal situation that you refer to here, you and we do not want you to go through a trauma point to make change, for sometimes these trauma points hurt very much. Sometimes running into the wall does not feel so good. It creates a method to make a rapid changeover in consciousness, but it is not such a fun way. So how do you change old ways? How do you move into new consciousness without having to get slapped upside the head? And by the way, for those who have been bumping their heads and their knees lately, is that simply your energy is such that it is trying to get your attention, trying to get you to shift off of an old way. Use this language of R to understand. For you who asked the question, use the language of R, for contained within that are the answers you are looking for. As a matter of fact, this is the perfect opportunity for you now to make transformation in your life, to move past these old ways and into the new. Go within for these answers. They are there. They are there. And I can also tell you from my perspective that you are so ready for change. But do this now. Make this transformation without having to hit a painful trauma point. We thank you for your question.
Last question. Tobias, why am I going to the first school when you're not going to be there? Thank you.
You ask a very good question. And Kaudra wonders also. And we will give you the answer. We are, how to say, we argue with Kaudra here. He thinks we are cheating. We are going to literally take you out of your current reality that you are in, and we are going to take you back. So, in a sense, you will not be existing in the now during the period of this school. You will be somewhere else. Therefore, we can work with you because it is not in the now. It is in another dimension. And there is more to that, truly, than what you understand. When you come through the end of this school period, you will know more of what we have talked about. But we will take you from the moment you get there to a different space, to a different energy that is not in the now that you know it. We will be going way, way, way back with you. And we thank you for this wonderful question. Dear friends, use this time in these next 30 days. Use it to go within to an area that has never been accessed before, a new area. Go there and do not use the mind. We know that will be difficult for you because that is how you always process. But do not use the mind in this case. Go deep within. Sit in a place of quiet and allow your divinity to communicate with you in a way that you have never, ever experienced before. Allow your divinity to share itself with you. Do not process from the brain. Do not process in any place you have used in the past. Use this opportunity to allow your divinity to show itself to you, not in a way that your mind can imagine, but in a way that it wants to communicate and talk with. Remember, it is like a child that does not know your languages. It does not know your actions. It does not even read your mind. Go within and listen at this new level, the language of Ah. For Tobias, it has been a delight for me to be here today with you, alone in this space. It has been quite a while since we have been able to have our time together like this. You are all making such wonderful progress on your path. It is difficult for you to realize at times, but you will be getting more and more glimpses of where you have come from and how far you have journeyed. It has been a delight for me to be here with you, to be, how to say, a guardian of types, one who walks with you, your coach, a friend indeed. It has been a delight to hear so many of you consciously acknowledge that you will continue walking this path, consciously acknowledge that you will be teachers of the new energy. This has brought great joy to me. Next month, our guests will return. The room will fill up with energy once again, but I will always remember our time here together. Until then, dear friends, and so it is.